All right, so this is one of the biggest shows of all time, obviously, and we actually caught up with the original Grizabella, Betty Buckley, right? Didn't we? A couple weeks ago. So obviously, that's an iconic role. You know, won the Tony and singing memory and all that stuff. But when did you actually first discover it? I think I saw it in like a middle school taped Broadway production. You know, you watched the film Broadway thing. But how about you?
That's exactly how I saw it too. I got the VHS. I'm not quite sure how the VHS came into my house in Oklahoma, but I have watched that tape. It's probably worn out by now, but that was my first experience with Cats.
And not only Betty Buckley, but whenever you think of Cats, you think of Grizabella. At least I do. Such the iconic role from the show. Talk about how exciting it is you're playing the role in the show.
Yes, it's actually so funny because I didn't really listen to the soundtrack until I was auditioning for this production. So my Grizabella has always been Elaine Page on the VHS production of London back in the 80s.
It's fun which performance we latch on to, you know what I mean? All right, before we dive in any farther, let's take a step back, and it's hard to imagine anyone that has never heard of or seen Cats, but let's say there's someone that knows the name and knows it's a show but has no idea of the plot or the premise. Give us the basic, you know, the log line, if you will.
It's actually so funny because I will read review after review after review saying that they're not quite sure what the plot of Cats is, and then go on to describe the plot of Cats,
yeah.
Which is actually a lot more simple than a lot of people make it. Mm-hmm. It is essentially, in a nutshell, a tribe of cats come together once a year to essentially state their case for being born into a new life.
And it's as simple as that. All right. And of course, you think of the iconic, you know, the wardrobe, the costuming, where you guys all, you know, become the cats with the makeup and the costumes. Describe sort of the costuming here.
Well, I am super duper lucky, and I am actually a Grizabella, similar to original productions, that actually dances in the opening number with the rest of my cast. So I start out as what we call Baby Grizz, which is a unitard just like everyone else's. She has her own unique design, but the leg warmers, the yak hair wig, and I get to perform the opening and naming of Cats with my fellow castmates, which is so special. And then after naming of Cats, I run downstairs and transform into iconic Grizabella, which is just an honor to put that costume on 8 times a week.
Describe that costume, because we're radio, so we got to paint a visual picture with your words here, but describe that costume.
Love that. So she has her base unitard. She's the glamour cat, so we wanted to, well, I didn't design the costume, but it was designed to make her look kind of a weathered glamour. So if you think of kind of a corset with a like fur coat over the corset and some thigh-high leg, they're not leg warmers, but they, you know, kind of have the same effect, and some little kitten heels, no pun intended. But she has this long, not really flowing, but it's not like the original curly wig that you see on the VHS. It is this beautiful straight with a slight curl wig, which is just so beautiful. Every time I see it in the mirror, I just get giddy.
That's awesome. The set itself, you're talking about it's, you know, New York with lots of, you know, alleyways and, you know, fire escapes, and that, you know, it's New York City. So describe visually what we see in terms of the backdrop.
The iconic part of this backdrop is not only is it a junkyard, but we have a tire up center stage, which is essentially what raises the cat that is chosen for the next jellicle life up into the heaviside layer, which is quite a spectacle and very fun to ride every night. Spoiler alert. And we also have the jellicle moon that is just shining bright center stage on a backdrop, and we have a few entrances, so we kind of have to disguise those entrances. Like, you know, they're different. You're coming out of an oven, or you're coming out of a bike tire. And they're all oversized items because we are cats. And so all of the items are scaled to what a cat's body would be. So it's very fun.
It's awesome. And we're bearing the lead, of course, it's a musical. So let's go into the music a little bit. Andrew Lloyd Webber, iconic. Of course, your big number is Memory. let's talk about that first, then maybe we can go into some of the other ones. But how you just must get goosebumps singing those. I mean, you think of theater and you think of that song, you know, and you get to do it night in, night out. But talk about just the goosebumps of singing that.
The only other time I had ever sung this song before taking on this role was when it was in a audition cuts music book that I got back in middle school, I think. And Memory was one of those cuts. And I remember thinking, why on earth would like a young person using this book need this song? And now singing it 8 times a week, I understand, because it is not only a vocally taxing song. If you're infusing it with the emotion and the storytelling that is required of Grizabella, she only has like 5 entrances, and only 3 of them are where other cats notice her and where the audience notices her. Yeah. So she's got to make each of those entrances count. And she's got to tell this story of being outcast from the family and tribe that she's always known and loved. And to tell that story, it is very difficult to sing that song. It's very difficult, but it is so rewarding. I hear stories of people that just come to the stage door that have seen this show many times before, or it's their first time seeing this show. And anytime they find out that I'm Grizabella, they just immediately start tearing up and crying. And I never truly understood that reaction until people started telling me of, it's a very cyclical piece for people. Like you said, when you think of theater, you think of Memory. And there are a lot of memories for a lot of our audience members attached to that song.
Absolutely. Remind us some of the other songs that are in this.
We have the opening of Jellicle Cats. We have Mr. Mistopheles. We have our Rum Tum Tugger. We have a lot of the songs are named after the cat who sings them. We have the Tapping Gumby Cat. We have Bustopher Jones, the Fat Cat, Skimbleshanks, the Train Cat, and then, of course, McCavity, which is sung by, it's really the only song, I believe, that is sung by 2 cats other than the character that it is about. Usually every other character sings about themselves.
Right. Just show some of your co-stars. Who else is up there? This is your time to either embarrass them or, you know, make them blush.
Oh my gosh, if I could list the entire cast, I would, because every single person is so integral to this.
You just move the T and S in Cats, and there you go.
Exactly. But every single one of us is so integral to this story. It is truly an ensemble show. It's not just about Grizabella. It's not just about Old Deuteronomy. It's not just about Mistopheles or Tugger. It is truly about this family and tribe of cats that just wants to, I don't know, just wants to go on to this new life. And we all, as much as all of us want that ending fate, we encourage each other to get to that point. So it's truly, I've never been, I don't think, a part of a show that is so centered on every single person. There's not a single star. It's all of us.
Absolutely. And admirable for you to say it like that. Appreciate it. Tell me more about yourself. Where'd you grow up? How'd you get into theater? How'd you make your way all the way here?
Well, I kind of got into theater by accident. I had always been singing, but I never thought that it would lead to theater. My mom brought home a cutout of an audition at a community theater in Oklahoma City, which is where I'm from, for Annie Jr. And I was like, whatever, I like singing, let's just give it a shot. I was so nervous. And I sang. I didn't know that you're supposed to audition for theater with theater songs. But I sang Flashdance, like the What a Feeling from Flashdance, sure. You know. And ended up somehow booking an orphan, and then I understudied Annie, which was actually really fun because I actually got to go on as Annie at such a young age and such a newbie to theater. It was really cool, and I was addicted from then on. I went to a high school that was centered around performing arts in Oklahoma City, and then after high school, I went to college at Baldwin Wallace University in Ohio and had the best 4 years of my life, and then moved to New York City, where I am currently based.
Awesome. And so you're based in New York, and so you've played big houses up there, and I'm sure you've done national tours of other things. But how cool was it to be at the Kennedy Center? I mean, we're just looking around here, and even just walking through here to do the interview, I get a rush every time I come in here. But for you, going on stage here with the DC crowd, and it's just such a historic, awesome, fancy place. Just talk about the joy of performing here.
I'm gonna actually tattle on myself a little bit because I have never been to the Kennedy Center. And that is shameful as a performer to say, but I'm still kind of trying to wrap my brain around performing at such an iconic and special and world-renowned space as the Kennedy Center. We just opened last night, so walking into the house for the first time was just a rush of emotion because so many amazing people have sat in the seats in that auditorium. So many amazing people have taken the stage in that auditorium, and it's truly an honor.
That's awesome. I guess I have more than enough to work with. Just sort of in closing, you know, take us out of here. Our listeners have seen it many times or seen the VHS or maybe never seen it live or have, you know, whatever, wherever they fall in that spectrum, why should they come to this particular production?
Well, our show it's a refreshed version of what everybody knows and remembers as Cats. This is technically the revival of the Broadway production back in 2015, I believe, and which was choreographed by Andy Blankenbuehler. So there's still the iconic Gillian Lynn choreography that everyone knows and loves with a 2019 twist on that choreography. It's fresh for me every night, so I can't imagine why it wouldn't be fresh for all of our audience members. So come on out and see us. We'd love to have you in the junkyard.
Again, now through October 6th, Cats at the Kennedy Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you.